Sai Ram, and welcome to this week's Love to Love, live from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the world. The academic year for 2015 has begun. Congratulations and a hearty welcome to all the students who joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary and the Primary Schools. And I must say, the summer this time around brought us more rains than they usually do. Not only did the Lord bless the place with rains on and off, but even the beautiful historic Chitravati River started flowing for a few days, reminding us of those miraculous days of the Lord as He walked through the river sands. And with that good news, let us start today's segment. You are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. Today we'll be listening to the Russian musician Mr. Imram and his family, his wife Hasija and daughter Maryam, as they talk about spirituality and music in their lives, while Sister Anna from Moscow, Russia translates their replies to English. Swami Kriyanath Gautam Rishi Muni Avadhut Imram Giriji, also known as Imram, hails from Republic of Dagestan and is a professional psychologist and holds a Master of Psychology from State Pedagogical University. He is also a musician, composer and a singer. Sister Karuna Munshi had earlier interviewed Imram from Tryst with Divinity, wherein he shared his spiritual journey to Sai. This segment, we will be covering their tryst with music. Treat yourself to their live performances, and also played in between the interview are more music from their album Saishwari. So over to Imram and family. Sai Ram, welcome to the studios of Radio Sai and welcome to Love to Love. So why don't we begin the session with you all introducing yourself, telling your name, where you're from and what you do.
Om Sai Ram. My name is Imram.
Sai Ram, my name is Imram. I live in Russia, city Pyatigorsk. My name, spiritual name is also Imram. I spread Sai yoga knowledge.
Сочиняем музыку, пишем баджаны и делаем аранжировку в современном исполнении.
We compose music, sing bhajans and make them in contemporary arrangement.
Меня зовут Мариам.
My name is Mariam and I live in Pyatigorsk with her family and I do my art activity, also music, and I'm studying in a design college and also I smile.
She's my daughter.
Sai Ram. Меня зовут Хадижа. Я живу...
My name is Хадижа. I'm Imram's wife. I have a medical diploma and also diploma of psychotherapist.
Physiotherapy?
No, not psychotherapy. I also live with my family and I help my family to spread their knowledge and also in the concert activity.
Okay. Rarely do we see a family so well-knit with music. So do you really generally perform together wherever you go, or do you perform alone?
Мы очень часто стараемся быть все вместе.
It's not always happened that we're together, but mostly we try to perform together with whole family, because the concert without the violin, without Mariam, is not the same. And also Hadija is also with us on the concerts. We're trying to be together because Swami Sathya Sai, he mentioned that it's very important for spiritual families to be together.
Okay.
It is very important
to stay united.
Yes, right.
Yes.
So it helps to spread the knowledge as well, because when the family is together, it's spiritually a strong unit.
Okay. Imram, do you play guitar and you sing in the group? And do you do anything else?
Я играю на синтезаторах и на разных других инструментах.
I play also keyboard and all the rest instruments apart from violin.
Okay. And Mariam, you play just the violin or do you sing also?
Я играю на скрип.
I also play piano, табла.
Okay.
Guitar.
Flute.
Flute. and all the rest instruments as well. And also I sing. She has just amazing voice.
Great. I think today we will hear her. And Hazija, do you...
Что касается меня, я не музыкант, ни по образованию.
According to my education, I'm not a musician, but still, when I get married to Imram, I had to get more information and to learn this music science. Okay. And my main purpose is to help to my husband as a wife and to my daughter as a mother, and also I sing back. Vocal.
Okay, backing vocals.
Backing vocals, but I do really love bhajan.
Okay.
Надо сказать, что
Imram remarks that Khadija's parents, mother and father, they sing very good, so okay. It's like a natural. There was no necessity to learn about music or to learn music or to sing. Also, Khadija's father danced very good.
Okay.
So it's like natural. It just happened.
Great.
From Caucasian.
Okay. So do you call yourself something? Do you have a name for the whole musical group?
Такого специального названия нет. Все просто знают нас как Imram и компания.
We don't have any special name. That happened that everyone knows us as Imram and company.
Okay.
So that's why this name just stick naturally. Okay. So they call it Imram.
Но мы на концертах стараемся, чтобы весь акцент внимания.
But it's very important to point out that during the concert. We're trying to take all the attention from our persons and switch to Satya Sai, to Swami.
Okay. So how do you define the kind of music that you do? What genre that does it fall under?
Если говорить о том, что мы записываем дома, то сначала...
When I compose music at home, I see just some images, very colorful, and I try to... put them in music.
Okay.
Это духовные проекции тех идей, которые...
It's some spiritual images which appear during the meditation and they are transforming in music.
Okay.
Если говорить о живом исполнении на концертах с участием других музыкантов...
If we speak about the live concert with the help of other musicians...
то прежде чем выпустить альбом Саишвари, целый...
Before Saishwari appeared, it's a first album, for one year we were studying what is mantras, we did some spiritual practices, and after that this album appeared.
Жанр совершенно разный. Это может быть и рок, мантра.
So we have just different music. It could be new age, folk, rock, mantra rock, and so on.
Все зависит от того, какой инструмент существует под руками.
It depends on which exactly instrument we have under our arms.
That moment.
In that moment.
You spoke about composing now, just now, and then you said that you see the spiritual images in your meditation, and then you translate them into music. Does it happen all the time, all your songs that you have composed, does it happen this way? Or there are times when you just write lyrics and then tune in a traditional composing way?
Вся музыка рождается именно из идей.
It comes spontaneous. I never sit and write music by hand because it's like a feeling. It's it comes.
Okay.
На во время работы такой могут возникнуть идеи по аранжировке этой музыки.
The music comes like that from images, from meditation. But how to arrange to make arrangement for the composition, it could come like idea in a normal way.
Это очень сложный процесс, потому что любовь к Богу выражается в виде ощущений и звука.
It's very complicated process because love to God it comes through feelings and sound.
Okay. Например, очень мощной духовной трансформацией для меня является, когда я один сижу. И молюсь Богу, когда пою баджаны. Это все меняет ощущение совершенно в теле.
For me it's also very important when I'm praying through music and it changed my feeling inside. It's a little bit different.
это не совсем традиционное исполнение баджанов, это больше медитативное, спонтанная, скажем, игра на инструменте и пропевание мантры, допустим.
It's not traditional bhajans, it's like meditation bhajans, like praying bhajans.
Okay.
It's like you pray through music and like you're singing through through music you pray.
In your opinion, what role does music play in a person's spiritual life? Do you think music is essential in a person's spiritual life to experience God?
Бог выражает себя как звук и свет, и это единая сила.
God is a sound and light, so the music should be divine. Music should be divine. When the music sounds, it changes
the environment.
The environment,
surrounding, okay.
Yeah, surrounding, it's changed surrounding. That's why it should be divine music.
Она меняет сознание людей, и очень важно, чтобы музыка исходила из высоких планов.
Also, it changed our
mind, the mental setup.
Yes, and consciousness.
Consciousness, okay.
And that's why it should be divine and comes from God, from higher levels.
Okay, from the divine, from the source. Yes, okay.
Right.
Я очень много направлений знаю и очень много музыкантов известных.
We know a lot of musicians very popular. They have a lot of the big audience and so on. But we also can see that it's not exactly the spiritual music, and it changes people's consciences in a different way.
Okay, okay.
That's why it's very important to have spiritual music, because in contemporary
contemporary style,
yes.
Okay. To appeal to the current generation.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
More and more popular musicians, they turn to mantra music, mm-hmm. making some new arrangement of these compositions.
Gajavadana, Gauri Nandana, Gajavadana, Gauri Nandana, Gajavadana.
So what about you, Mariam? Do you compose music?
Ну, бывают моменты, когда...
It happens that I sit down in front of the piano and start playing. So that's exactly the composition, but I never remember what exactly I'm playing.
Можно я дополню? На самом деле, просто Мариам скромничает.
Хадиджа's remark, according to the Мариам compositions. Actually, everything what is played on concert on the violin is Мариам's compositions.
Okay.
She composed that on her own, but she... Mariam, she doesn't stick to her composed activity.
Okay, it is, she improvises, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, spontaneously.
Spontaneously.
Great. So, Hadija, how is it to be married to such an amazing musician as in husband and also having another musician as daughter? I mean, it must be amazing in your home with so much music and love and spirituality.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Why is
that?
It seems to be difficult because sometimes when it's a daytime, it's not a concert period or something, and music is all over the house. In the beginning, it was quite difficult, but now Hadija get used to this situation, and she doesn't even notice how she's listening all the time,
okay.
What is playing. She follows what has changed, what changes in the composition is coming, and she is always happy when they have some success in music area, and also she is very upset in case something goes wrong.
И на меня часто, как на человека, который все время рядом.
One more difficult point in this issue is that I'm a person who estimates the work, and it's also very responsible point. That's why it also necessary for me to have some musical evolution, also to understand what's new.
Okay. So you generally evaluate and critically analyze their music? Yes.
She is the main judge.
Okay. Nice. Now, when you came to Swami for the first time, how easy was it to relate to Indian bhajans? Did you find it difficult to understand what is going on?
Я никогда раньше не слышала бхаджанов.
I have never heard bhajans before in this. From my early childhood, I liked everything concerning India, also Indian films. Indian films, they have a lot of music, very traditional, not concert music, but traditionally Indian music. And when I've heard bhajans at first time, it wasn't so difficult just to accept them. They were so, you know, when you feel it like it's yours.
What about Imran? What about you?
Когда в 2005 году с вами мы первый раз приехали в 2003 году.
First time we came in Puttaparthi in ashram in 2005, but 2003, sorry. We knew about Swami before because he came on interview. I already spoke about that before on Radio Sai. In 2005, I was organizing a Russian
choir.
Russian choir for Swami.
На юбилей как раз на день рождения Swami.
For university for Swami's birthday. Yeah. And Swami told that I gathered you all together today because 7,000 years ago you were with me. All of you were with me when I was Krishna.
Wow.
Поэтому я про баджаны знаю как минимум 7,000 лет.
That's why I know about bhajans at least 7,000 years.
What about you, Mariam? How easy was it for her to adjust to Indian music?
Когда я была маленькая, я приехала сюда, мне было 5 лет, и я на самом деле...
I was 5 when I came here
for the first time,
and I don't remember exactly how my acquaintance with bhajans happened, but what I do remember it, that was, bhajans was around me from my early childhood, and I liked them, so it was very natural.
Okay. Я дополню, что первый bhajan Мариам исполнила в возрасте...
Хадижа remembers that when Mariam was 6 years old, she performed with her first bhajan, Ganesha bhajan, and she performed that first time.
Performed in Russia? Or
In Russia. It was Swami's birthday.
Okay, okay.
In Sai Center.
Maybe now we can we have some live music? Can we sing a bhajan? Yeah, with a guitar, and then probably you can join in with a violin. That's amazing. Can we have one more?
Thank you.
So your rendition of commonly sung bhajans, like the one you sang first, and it adds a completely new flavor to the bhajan. So the audience in Russia, how do they react to when you sing bhajans this way?
Как правило, мы играем все время в этом стиле, именно этот баджан, посвященный.
Traditionally we play like that, this bhajan, devoted to Sai Shiva.
Именно в этом исполнении это является одним из самых любимых баджанов в России.
Exactly in this, this composition is one of the most popular and loved in Russia.
И не только в России, но уже и в Испании, и в других странах.
And not even just in Russia, but in Spain and other countries as well.
Многие люди пытаются ее выучить и петь именно так, потому что это цепляет их сердце, их душу.
A lot of people try to learn how to play exactly in that way,
okay,
because it touch heart and his soul and their soul.
Потому что здесь применена именно гармония, которая создает условия для того, чтобы раскрыть сердце.
Because in this composition, the special harmony is used, which helps to open the heart and the soul. Of course, the influence of mantra itself also makes it big sense.
Дело в том, что для многих людей на Западе сложно.
For many Western people, it's quite difficult to listen traditional way of singing the bhajan.
Yes. И можно сказать, что это такой очень хороший мостик.
And it's like you know, a bridge, very deep one and very successful to attract Western people to react on bhajans, okay, to accept them.
And then you sing it this way.
Yes.
Okay.
И, как правило, люди те, особенно которые даже никогда раньше не знали, не...
And even people who never heard bhajans before and never heard about Swami and Satyasai Baba at all, after the concert, they start to show their interest. They start asking about the music, about bhajans, about Satyasai Baba, okay, and that's how their spiritual... way starts.
Okay, okay. So this is how you introduce Swami to the Western world through your music.
Это одна из форм, да. Другая форма – это духовная спиритуальная практика.
That's only one of two ways, because the second one is the spiritual practice, which was blessed by Swami. So this both ways are the main instruments to attract people to Swami and some spiritual.
So can you elaborate a little more on the second way, the spiritual practice that you're talking about? What exactly are you talking, what do you mean by that?
Существует наука богореализации.
There exists the science of God realization.
Она полностью разъяснена и показана в Бхагавад-гите.
This sign is totally explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Эту святую науку я называю Саи Крия.
This divine science I call Саи Крия. Саи, it's just because Саи blessed me and gave me the understanding how I should teach it, how I should pass these knowledges.
Okay, okay.
Это не крия-йога в общем понимании.
It's not a kriya yoga in its general understanding.
Okay.
Это крия как действие, которое мы выполняем во имя Бога.
It's a kriya is like an act which is made for God. Everything we feel, everything we see around us, everything happens, we consider this like a God experience. We learn that Swami is in each block of our body. Krishna told to Arjuna, I will tell you how to attach, how to
attain God.
Attain God during one life. Bhakti Everything is just in Bhagavad Gita written. This practice helps to see a divine appearance in everything, to change attitude.
Okay.
To everything happens in life, and to understand that whatever it happens, whatever it comes, it's just the God presence appears through this. This science was blessed by Swami, and it helps to transform our ego and to, like, to put your attention on divine.
Okay.
To switch from ego to divine.
Okay. Okay.
Swami говорит, человек минус эго равно Бог.
Swami says that person without ego equals to God.
Yes.
Мы об этом не говорим, но мы действуем в этом направлении.
We not just talk about that, but we act in this direction. And our concert helped, like, in that way, that to show that we are just instruments in hands of Swami, and Swami touched their heart. Almost everyone in on the concert, every person, then want to listen that kind of music in future, and they start to know more about Swami, and that's how they turn to Swami and to their way for spiritual extension, evolution.
Okay.
Ну, например, мы выпустили диск сейчас, который уже многие хотят услышать.
We have just recorded a new album, which is devoted to Swami. It will be finally recorded in England.
Okay.
Right now, a lot of people, they want to have this album, to listen it. It's not finished yet.
Okay.
Finally.
Yes.
But in the air, the energy is still feeling, an energy of this album.
Okay.
We were very happy to know that bhajans we sing and we perform help to heal some people, to cure some people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Swami works.
Okay.
through music, and we are happy to know that.
So this new album that you're talking about, are they composed of bhajans or are they like songs and...
В этом в новом альбоме у нас совмещены 5 bhajans.
It's a combined album.
Okay.
There is 5 bhajans and a few spiritual compositions.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Imran, can you sing any of your original composition? Not a bhajan, but maybe it could be even in Russian or whatever language, something that you have composed.
Ну, свое личное сейчас, наверное, я не исполню, потому что...
Actually, Imran doesn't sing in Russian. He sings in Russian, but he doesn't compose anything in Russian. Everything he sings, his personal, is on Sanskrit.
Okay, wonderful. Have you learned Sanskrit, or is it that something that just comes to you automatically?
Я изучал санскрит.
I've learned Sanskrit, and... I need to continue learning, but still, whatever I know exactly right now, it's enough
okay.
to compose.
Sure.
Because it's not my first life in India.
Okay.
Now I can play something
sure.
different.
Yes, yes.
चंद है कलिमा अन्नपूर्णा देवी माँ चंद है कलिमा अन्नपूर्णा देवी माँ काली दुर्गे कलिमा
Final question. How do you relate to Swami? What is Swami to you, Sri Sathya Sai Baba? What is he to you?
Я повторю то событие, которое со мной произошло в 90-х годах, в начале 90-х.
I will repeat that situation which happened to me in 19th.
Я воспитывался в светской, но мусульманской семье.
I was born in a Muslim family. It was social but Muslim family.
И всегда слышал о том, что Бог, он везде и всюду.
And I always heard that God is everywhere and every time.
И в мусульманстве Всевышний рассматривается как не как личность, а как везде всегда существующий.
And in Muslim religion, God is not a person or body, it's something which is all over, everywhere.
С другой стороны, я всегда слышал, что Бога нет, потому что в Советском Союзе пропаганда была.
On the other hand, in Soviet Union, there was a atheism and a statement that there is no God at all.
С детских пор я чувствовал, что есть что-то, что меня защищает, сохраняет, и между тем были сомнения разные в детстве.
Nevertheless, I felt in my early childhood that there is something that protects me and helps me. On the one hand, on the other hand, I had some doubts.
Когда я стал чуть постарше, я понял, что единственной моей целью является освобождение.
When I grew up a little bit, I realized that the only my main purpose of life is
мокша. И я искал путь.
And I was trying to find my way.
И горячо молился Богу.
And I was praying to God.
В 91-м году, когда я приехал из армии, я уже определился с тем, что я иду по духовному пути.
In 1991, when I came from army, I decided that I choose my way of spiritual evolution.
Уже к тому времени я понял, что все религии — это единое присутствие Бога.
By that time I realized that that whole religions all over the world is just one and the same thing.
Однажды я ночью оказался в месте, которое для меня было сначала незнакомым.
Во сне,
через сон, да.
Once at night, in my dream, I realized that I'm in a place I don't know where it is.
Это было настолько реально, что я понял, что я уже не сплю.
It was so real that I realized that it's not just a dream.
Okay. Я оказался в джунглях.
I was in jungles.
И увидел впереди свет.
And I saw a light in front of me.
Я пошел на этот свет и увидел храм, который мне напоминал все религии сразу.
I followed this light and I found a temple. Which looked like, which remind me about the all religions in the world. It looked like.
Это был и мусульманский, и христианский, и буддийский, и шиваитский храм, как выяснилось.
It was a Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, and even Shiva temple at once.
Этот храм был в виде лингама с элементами всех религий.
It was like a lingam with elements of different religions.
Впоследствии я увидел этот храм наверху, вот эти три. Такие здесь музеи всех религий.
Later I saw this temple, the building like that temple here in Puttaparthi, like a building of all religions.
Okay.
Когда я вошел вовнутрь, там сидели люди и молились разных религий.
When I get inside this temple, I saw people praying, people of different religions praying.
Мне было очень интересно, как же они это делают внутри.
I was very interested and curious how they do that inside. Mm-hmm.
Как только я об этом подумал, здание задрожало, завибрировало. Начался очень сильный ветер, раскрылись окна. Знаешь, как в фильмах, как апокалипсис, что-то такое. Очень грандиозно.
Just in that moment when I thought about how they pray inside, the whole building started to shake, so it appeared the wind, windows were just opened, it looks like in a horror movie. Okay. Of apocalypse or something.
В этот момент все люди стали кричать «Ом» и кланяться.
Exactly in that moment, all people inside started to shout Om and
calm down.
В этот момент я почувствовал очень мощную силу, которая развернула меня, и я упал на колени.
By that moment I felt very powerful strength which turned me around and I fell down on my knees.
И мой рот без моего ведома произнес Бог.
And my mouth without my attempt said God.
Okay.
It wasn't
okay, told by me. Okay, you just spontaneously blurted out God.
Yeah. Передо мной стоял человек, когда я понял, что это Бог стоит в виде человека небольшой формы.
I realized that it's God standing in front of me in a human body, not very tall.
Он был в длинном плаще синего цвета. как Шива, и капюшон у него был.
He was in...
With a, oh, yes, hood.
Hood, yes. Yes, okay. It was a blue hood, okay. on him.
В руках у него была трость.
He had a stick in his hand.
Он посмотрел мне в глаза, и я узнал, что это Сати Сай Баба. Потом я узнал...
He looked in my eyes, and later I realized that it was Сати Сай Баба.
Торчали волосы всеми любимые, как на волос.
Also, his hair was like they are like okay. big and
Afro, yes.
yes.
За ним стояли святые в белых одеждах.
Behind him there was a saint people in white clothes.
И даже студенты свами некоторые.
And even some swami students as well were there.
Потом я их тоже некоторых узнал.
I recognized them later.
Oh, okay.
И свами посмотрел мне в глаза, я вошел в очень глубокое состояние единства с ним.
Swami looked in my eyes and I just turned in a very deep feeling of unity with him.
И он поднял вот так руку и трижды сказал: "Ты должен, ты должен, ты должен".
He just took his hand like that and with one finger and shake it three times telling you must, you must, you must.
Okay.
В этот момент он передал мне дхарму.
By that moment, he passed me a dharma.
Благословение и все, что с этим связано.
Blessing and everything what is connected with that.
Это объяснить невозможно, потому что это переживание вселенского уровня.
It's very difficult and even impossible to explain because it's like a feeling of a space feeling.
Mm-hmm. Но с этим моментом я уже был спокоен и определен. Вся моя жизнь была направлена именно в направлении духовного развития, и духовный рост стал еще более успешным.
By that moment I just came calm and I realized that the whole my life will be devoted to a spiritual growth and I was calm by that moment.
И я не сомневаюсь, что это было посещение Бога.
And I have no doubt that it was like a God attendance.
So when did this happen? This was how many years before you came to Swami physically, this experience? 1991. And you came to Swami for the first time in 2003. How was it for you all?
Когда я впервые узнала, что на земле...
When it was first time I knew that God is present on earth in the human body, I didn't have any religious education or attitude. I didn't know a lot about Buddhism or Hinduism, and but when I knew about that, I didn't have any doubts that God can come in a human body.
Его образ, то, что он говорил, то, что он...
Everything he was telling about his...
Appearance?
Okay, appearance, yes. Okay. His appearance and his words, they touched my heart, and it was, you know, like, not shaking inside, but it touched the heart.
Okay.
И с тех пор все, что я делаю...
From that moment, Swami guides me whole my life as a God, as a husband, as my daughter, as anyone,
father,
mother, and everything I do, my consciousness is related and connected and turns to God.
И еще одну вещь мне бы хотелось отметить.
And one more thing I want to point out.
Каждый раз ощущаешь, чувствуешь.
It's a very huge responsibility. It's necessary to follow each word, each action, because people follow how you behave yourself and so on when you are talking about God. And I feel a deep, Hadjira is telling that she feels deep responsibility for each word she speaks about Swami, because on this depends how and on each word and behavior and so on, it depends how people will react on Swami. It's a big responsibility.
And Mariam, for you?
Для меня с детства. С самого детства я верила, что Бог вездесущ.
For me, from my early childhood, I realized that God is something which what is everywhere and every time everywhere. But for me, it's easier to represent God in Swami's body, and even in my dreams, God comes in Swami's
И я очень люблю с вами, я люблю этот образ, и я верю ему как своему отцу.
And I like this appearance of God in Swami's body. I truly trust him like I trust my father, and I love it so much.
Wonderful. It must be probably very difficult for you, especially because you are so young, and then when you go out, your friends, and is there a clash with what ideas your friends, because you don't see somebody so young being so spiritual, right? Generally, young people wants to go out and party and do everything else.
Чаще всего некоторые мои друзья меня просто не понимают.
Very often, my friends, they just don't understand me.
И я стараюсь общаться с ними на их языке, например.
And I try to communicate with them on their language, but also putting some divine knowledges inside.
Okay. Wow. Beautiful.
For me it's difficult, but I try.
So I guess we will conclude with that as we are running out of time. So thank you very much, Imran, Anna, Hadija and Mariam. It was a great honor and pleasure for me talking to you. I'm sure even the listeners will enjoy this interview a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Swami. Shiva Sada Shiva.
Shiva 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 Sada Shiva.
Shiva 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 Sada Shiva.
Kali Ma.